the only reason. Simen Kuf Yutess. Sif Aleph here is very important. Let me tell you, Sif Kuf Yutess is 20 Sifim. It's about when you can trust somebody for Macholes Asures. We're not going to learn the 20 Sifim, certainly not the way we normally learn it, because it'll take us 12, 13 weeks, and it's not, most of it is not so much Halacha L'maisa. However, Sif Aleph and Beis are very much Halacha L'maisa. I think next week I'll try is to give a shir on the other 18 Sifim, just the parts that are Nagei Ala Halacha. And then the following week we'll go to Kuf Chaf, which is already the Halachas of Tfilas Kelim and Agolas Kelim, which is a new sugya. Kuf Yutess, though, is important for the following reason, Sif Aleph. Many people ask, a from a yid, we know Eirecha Nema Bisurit. Why does a from a yid need a hashkacha in his store? Why should he need a hashkacha? Eirecha Nema Bisurit. A yid is believed. I go to his house, I eat in his house. What about a yid? Why not trust him in his restaurant? So we're going to learn that it's not that way. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think it's Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara there says, Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Ein Leichim Yemach Mechak, that's an abbreviation for Yayin, Murius, Cholov, a certain type of Melach that had ingredients in it, Chiltis, Gvina. It says you don't buy things that need a Hesher, Besuria. Shigalo Balabai Shari. It says you're allowed to eat in the person's house, but you're not allowed to buy things from his store. Why not? There's a machlekes rishayim. Rashi says that we're talking in Surya. We know the store owners were chashudim there, and in Surya, it's only a din in Surya. It's not halacha l'mais. The Rambam, though, and we're going to see that the Ramah brings the Rambam lahalacha. The Rambam says no. The Gemara is telling us a rule. Eirecha nema bisurim is in the person's house. You go to his house, you can eat in his house. He has a store. He sells things. People say business is business, and the home is home. In business, you can't trust a stam yid. If you know that he's in Ishneman, whatever that means exactly is one thing. But to say stam, a Shem Shabbos yid could be trusted, the Rambam learns that that's not so. Now we're going to learn the Mechaber Ramah. The Ramah paskens this way clearly. The sheet of the Mechaber is less clear, and the Shach explains it. So let's see what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. And it's not in my opinion. It's not a matter of my opinion. Get me straight. You know, my opinion is you can't trust. You can't. I'm not. I'm talking about what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, black and white, clearly.
If somebody has a store, visits his house, and his house like Danny.
Seems so. You won't bring it home.
You won't need it at home.
Let's see Sif Aleph. Hachoshud lechol devarim asurim. First, the Mechaber says something seems to be pushed. If someone is he himself eats treif, beinu mulchashid beisat Torah, beinu mulchashid beisad Rabbanan, ein lismaich alav behem. You can't rely on someone who personally is over on an iser. You can't rely on him. Even if he's a Shemesh Shabbos, he keeps the Torah. But this Isser he's over on, you can't rely on him, even if it's an Isser Drabanon. Even if you're a guest, in this case, he can't eat in his house either. He's Choshed, even in his own home, he's Choshed. People ask me about buying a Pick and Pay. The owner of Pick and Pay is not a Frum Yid. And Lamaisa, he has no Nemanis. He doesn't really have a Hechsher. He has an employee who's a Shomer Shabbos, but the industry doesn't accept taking an employee and making him a hashgacha. The mashgiach has to be independent, and therefore that's a halacha psuk. Has nothing to do with I know the guy, I don't know the guy. A person is personally not neman, you can't rely on him. Now that should be a davar pashut. I think it's pashut by all of us. The Ramah says the chiddush v'yeshayim. A filo mamisha einay chashut. A person is not personally a chashut rak. We don't know who he is. We don't know him as a Mosek Pekashrus. We're still talking about a Shemesh Shabbos person. You're not allowed to buy things from him that could typically be made treif. We're talking about someone you can go to his house. We're not talking about a Friar Yid. From Yid, he invites you to his house. You're allowed to eat in his house. But nevertheless, you're not allowed to abide by him. So this is Beferish, someone who, and you don't know him, but you see he's a Shema Shabbos here. He puts on tefillin every day. He davens with you, and he's Shema Shabbos. You're allowed to go to his house. Dam, a person is Neman. It says here, in Nisarech Etzloi, Eichalimai, you're allowed to go and be a guest in his house. Nevertheless, also look nice, but you're not allowed to buy from him. How does he become a Moshe B'Kasha? That's a very good question. So you have to somehow know him as a Moshe B'Kasha. So if you have your brother-in-law and you know him well and you've been visiting him, he's a good friend of yours, you grew up with him, you can have someone as Moshe.
What's that say now? In Europe, and he was
in Europe, yeah.
So why
I was eating in his house. I could trust him.
Why
was there chashash? Because I thought that Europe is like the United States. The United States, I thought it was called Stam. Yeah, I didn't cause a chashash for trade. Now, I don't know him. But, you know, you sit here every Sunday morning, there's a fellow across the table from you, why would he be here if he's not a Shema Shabbos? You assume he's a Shema Shabbos, but you don't know him. So you're allowed to eat in his house, he's a stam from you. You don't know personally that he's Mosek. But you know he's Shema Shabbos, he puts on tefillin, you know he's a from Yid. But you don't have personal knowledge of his Cheskes Kashrus. So you're allowed to eat in his house, but you can't buy from him. Now, what? People have different sets of values for the store and for the home. Somebody once said it very well. He said that the best hechsher is Allah. What's Allah? Allah tu and us. You know, Allah es and us. People have a certain thing where if everyone does it, it's got to be okay. So let's hope it's taka true most of the time, that if everyone does it, it's okay. But it's not always true. And people rely.
But that means he doesn't know any better. So if he doesn't know any better in the store, he also doesn't know any better in the house.
In the house, a person is more meticulous and more careful. A person is careful. And in the store, he's not careful. Look, I'm reading to you the halacha. Interpret as you wish. Now, what the Shach says in Shach Sivkot Na'alif, is that the Mechaber Shita is not any different in any way. He brings from the Mechaber in two places, the Simen Aleph and the Seif Simen Samachay, where the Mechaber says also you can't trust. Here the Mechaber doesn't bring this. He only said a Choshen you can't trust. So the Shach asks, what's the difference between Simen Samachay and Simen Aleph by Shkita and by meat, that the Mechaber says he can't trust to buy from someone if he keeps in his house. And here, that he doesn't say it as a rule. Because it's late, I'm going to skip down to his teretz, which is in the last line, next line and a half to the end of Sivkat Na'alv. It's Tzarech Leimer. He says a teretz. Tzarech Leimer, Didas Hatur V'Shulchan Aruch. That's an abbreviation you're not going to find anyplace else, only in the Shach and Taz. Das Hatur V'Shulchan Aruch. L'chalek. The Shani Tabach Shaychet is different by Shechita. The Shechicha Tuva, there are many possible mistakes. But Gamdine Shechitas Merubim, and the halachas of Shechita are many. Ubekal Yochel Lasa, Ishia, Idrasa, Ishar Psulim. Veloyoza Bekashra Sasa. So what he's saying in the Dasa Mechaber is it depends. That the Mechaber is masking on something that's easily made kosher, doesn't have many Mechshailim that you could be makel. But something where you have to know a lot of shrichituva, a lot of mechshaylim, a lot of things can go wrong, that there you have to be machmir. Then Mati Yonison on the side of the Amid says a clearer geder. There's Mati Yonison, Achosh Lechol, Ayin Shasakon Aleph, Achosha. There'll be Simonim Amachudashim, Simon Aleph, Posaka Machabika Rambam, Ayin Sham Devara Vairich. What is Simonim Amachudashim? I'm not sure what that means. But he says the Mechaber paskes like the Rambam. V'loy kosher midi. Dosem la becheskes kashrus talya milsa. Devadei sviru le Rav Mechaber. Devadei emitzi in adam Yisrael mecheskes kashrus. Why should I say a person is not trustworthy? Hasam ayin utama damrinan deim baki bedavar shu sabar shu baki b'chol hochaisa. Veine kein, the Tayyip. He says, the Mati Yenison says a beautiful chiluk. He says there's a chshad that he's a crook. And there's a chshad that he makes mistakes. The Mechaber Shita is that something where he makes mistakes, where he's a taya, b'shem hachiyeh metziyah, I say mecheskes kashrus. So what is a taya? So then you're not being ma'aseh mecheskes kashrus. He's a kasher yid, but in shchita, or in things that have to do with meat, he's an amoret. He doesn't know. So a person who's a taya, he's chasher to be a taya. A chasher to be a mishaker, he's a firm yid. We're not worried that he's a mishaker, and therefore, in a person's house, where presumably a person has the basic knowledge that he needs for a house, we could assume he's not a taya. In business, we have to know a lot more. When it comes to business, there's a big chashad that a person is a taya. Now, this thing that you have to know is a taya is even more shkiach today, because people. It depends what you manufacture. If you make orange juice, there's not a whole lot to be taya about. When you make products that have a lot of ingredients, a restaurant or something like that, it's much more shkiach. A person buys things with a hechsher, with a stempel, and therefore it's more shkiach. So that's a separate issue. I'm talking here by someone you're comfortable eating in his house. It's true.
So the question is, if you go to this guy, the chef, that you wouldn't buy from him.
Yeah.
Now you go to his house.
Right. He's serving you meat in his house. What it says here, you have to 1 minute. This is all an explanation of the Shita Samachaber. This is all an explanation of the Machaber Shita. In the Machaber, it's a good question. If he's a Taya and he brings it home, it's a very good question. It should be that even what he has in the store, you should be able to eat at home. According to the Ramah, that's Shash. He's not trustworthy, so it's better in the house because his family is not going to feed. He's going to do it in the store.
But, is a commercial hashkafa and a personal hashkafa?
What?
Is a commercial hashkafa and a personal hashkafa?
What does that mean?
In the commercial area, they'll think a little bit differently when it comes to product.
People tend to think differently in a commercial area. People tend to think differently, and the truth is, I'll tell you the truth. To a certain degree, people would have shayrim. Will tell you, if you call up a business, they'll say, do you do this and that? So listen, I follow everything my Hesha tells me. And they're right. My Hesha says, you're allowed to use raisins, you're not allowed to use raisins. I do what they tell me. Now at home, he may be nervous to use raisins. You know, they told him about raisins. But he has a product that has a Hesha. The Hesha says he could use it. He could use it. He's really right. Because really, in a business, you're providing. If I have a personal chumra at home, I don't have to, if I think the Hesha is being fooled, so I have no right to do it. But if the Hesh has one shita, and this is another shita, and I want to be machmer, I can be machmer. So it has nothing to do with what's going on in this stuff.
What if I was spoken to say, look, everything I have has Hashgah. Everything I have in me has an OU. I don't like anything without the OU. What can it be fire? What can it be? If there's nothing to be fire, there's no shkiti. We're not striking. You don't see it. It's not a strike.
So I'll tell you, I don't want to talk about a specific hechsher, but generally, major hechsherim have products that are better and have products that are not better. So I have products where the hechsher is, the supervision is good and not. Most of the smaller hechsherim who have the ability to do so are selective in what they use. Now, if you're telling me you have a person who b'shita uses the OU across the board for everything. So he's a consumer, he uses everything. He goes in, there's a firmer person there, and he says, everything we have is OU today. Everything is OU. So then you're right, that will be enough community in the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, the way the Matyaris explains the Mechaber, it's only Chashash Toya and Achidami. You're right. According to the Ramah, that it's Chashash Meshaker, then it's different. So it's true. Now you have to know that it's not without a hechsher. In practical terms, it's not always so simple. A person could always use the OU, but run out of something, and you still need some sort of a hechsher. But you're right. If it's what, yeah, nachinam. Okay, so what? It's more complicated today. Comes to kashrus, there are very big differences. There are tremendous differences between homes and between businesses. You know, Sharon. Today, you know, someone called me. He wants to do a catering affair here. He has a brother in the neighborhood who wants to rent here. The hash he has, we personally don't use. I'm in an awkward position. So I told him, look, I'm not giving you a hash. He started telling me all the products he uses. I'm going to call the Hechsher and find out what the standards are. Now, I know, for example, this Hechsher allows the pilolite heter for Bishalakim. So it's something I can hide behind it. I'm not questioning, I trust you, I don't trust you. Here in the shul, we only allow a shayrim that I'm acted on the pilolite heter. So here it's a clear thing. So you're saying there's no difference. There are differences. There are differences. And sometimes, if you're giving a Hechsher out in some town, you may not have a choice. It is a Shasat Chat.
So.
No, he's Makirei Shem Shabbos, but he's not any Makirei Shem Muzal B'Kashrus. You know, we only talk about Frum Yid. We're not trying to talk about trusting a Frayi Yid. A Frum Yid, that's where the issue comes up. If you're Makir him, then of course it's good.